Hi there. The word for you today is God looks at your heart. In Proverbs 16 verse 2, we read, motives are weighed by the Lord. Henry Blackaby tells the humorous story of a very self-righteous man who prayed, Lord, there's something wrong. I read the Bible, pray regularly, attend church faithfully, and always give to charity. Yet I don't have much. My brother doesn't do any of these things, yet he's got tons of money. How come you've given him so much and me so little? After a pause, a voice said, because you're a sanctimonious pain in the neck. Now let's get serious here. The Bible says in James 4 verse 6, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. In other words, God looks not at your performance, but at your heart's intent. He judges your motives. I mean, you can sit in church with a heart that's far from God. The Israelites did that, and God addressed it in Isaiah 1 verse 10. You can help the needy and still be greedy. Judas Iscariot, one of Christ's own disciples, did that. You can proclaim your love for Jesus, yet be influenced by the devil. Peter did that. You can make sacrifices, yet still be living in disobedience. King Saul did. You can pray with wrong motives. Some folk in the New Testament church did, and James addressed it. You ask amiss, that you might consume it upon your own lusts, James 4:3. Hey, you can even be a pastor who loves crowds, but has no time for individuals. Check your heart. Pastor the Good Shepherd was willing to leave the 99 sheep and go look for the one who was lost. Then he carried it home on his shoulders, rejoicing. Bottom line for today is, motives are weighed by the Lord. In other words, God is looking at your heart. Everything you do must be motivated by love for him and for others. So look beyond your actions and see what lies behind them. Ask God to show you what he sees. Then do something about it.